You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're up to Eis, we're in the Minchas Chinuch, Mitrach Va'agir. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin Gimel says that really we could learn the din of Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa from the Pasuk V'Hashe Vosalo. There's either, according to Rashi, there's an extra Pasuk by Ashavas Aveda, V'Hashe Vosalo. And according to Rashi, that extra pasuk Vashiv Osalov teaches us that there's a mitzvah not only of Hashavas Aveda, but Avedas Gufa. If a person's person, if the person himself is in danger of losing himself or his physical being, you must return it to him. Tysus learned this from the extra word lo. But either way, it's learned from Hashavas Aveda Vashiv Osalov. Then the Gemara comes along and says, what do I need, Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa? To teach me L'mitrach V'agir. That if I am unable to do it myself, I must go out and hire somebody to do it. Now let me ask you a question. You would not know this without the Pasuk. Isn't there a chiyuv for somebody to spend money to do a mitzvah?
Is there Mashallah Saveda?
Oh, so that's interesting. By Hashavas Aveda, there is not, because it says Efes Kiyah B'cha Evyam.
So we're learning out from Hashavas
Aveda. Oh, so that's
interesting. But it's a law. But the law is telling you that you have.
Oh, so what about the law? So not only is there a chiyuv to spend money by the law, but the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kufnun Zayin Sif Aleph, Paskins, like the Rishonim point out, is a chiyuv to spend all your money now to be over a law. So is that what it means, that Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa is a lav, therefore there's a chiv to spend all your money? I don't think that's what it means. It means Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa, there is a particular chiv, mitrach va'agir. I am Barash Sanhedrin, Perches Simen Beis, U'Bator Chash Mizvot Simen Tov Chavav, Di Miesh Lahad Mitzol Momon, Sarech Lushalim Lahamatzel. There's a guy drowning, and I can't save him, but I pay for some emergency service to go ahead and save him. I get a bill, I could forward the bill to the guy that was saved, and he has a chiv to pay it according to the rush. And this din is brought down, and it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, but it is brought down by the Sma in Siman Aleph and Siman Tav Chav Vav. So this seemed to be a little muddled to me, no?
So it's not his mitzvah, it sounds...
Right. Yeah, it's a little strange, I don't know, did you ever hear of somebody does a mitzvah for somebody? Guy's in the hospital, I go visit him, I send him receipts for my car fare, and all my expenses for going to Bikur Chaylam.
And you keep it out of the aim. Like
well, there's a special question by that, which is interesting, right? Mishal Av and Mishal Ben.
But the law of the Sama Dam Re'echa seems to be tied into the Seva of Hashivah Sodom.
So, Lechara, that is the Shmuz here. Mm-hmm. Is the Ikr Mitzvah of Hashivah Sodom being supplemented by Sama Dam Re'echa? Or once you have Lo Sama Dam Re'echa, does Lo Sama Dam Re'echa take the major stage here?
That can actually be the machlokus if there's machlokus in the Rosh and the Muhammad, because the one that holds it, you have to pay to reimburse the one who's expensive.
Holds it based on Hashavas Aveda.
Just like Hashavas Aveda.
Correct.
To pay
correct,
for
correct.
The, personal luncheon.
So that's where I was thinking this is totally in. Do you say that the Iker underlying Mechayev is really Hashavas Aveda, and though Samar Al Dam Re'echa comes to bolster it and to buttress it, or would you say the Iker is Lo Samar Al Dam Re'echa? So now let me ask you another question. How much would you have to spend to ensure that somebody is saved? There's a chiyav lemit agir v'lemitra. How much would you have to lay out? Let's say you know that the guy that's drowning is a poor guy, and there's no way you're going to ever get reimbursed. How much would you have to spend? How much would you have to spend all your money because it's a lav or not?
Well, that in and of itself might be. I know that the choker on an asay, an isra asay, which you're over by doing something, is that subject to the dino of asay, just a fifth of your money, or is it subject to the dino of los asay, all your money? Maybe here's the flip side. This is a los asay, which is done passively by not doing something. So maybe that also is totally mischakira, whether. It has a dinam of los asay.
Okay, it's interesting that you're saying the chakir is by isra asay, because really, if you look in Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, which is the Simon of Yahar Vayavor, so the Ramah in Simon Aleph and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin brings down that for every avera, the halacha is yavor va'al yaharig, except for gila arayah shvichus damim, right? And avodah zarah. But he says, for any lav, I would have to go ahead and spend all my money not to be over the lav. So Rabbi Akiva Eger there says, that might not be true by every lav. Maybe only a lav that is bekum va'aseh, I have to give up all my money. But what?
Yeah.
But for a lav that's b'shei va'altasa, I might not have to give up all my money. He actually says it's a machlokes between the Rivash, who says it makes no difference, and I forget who the other Mandi Omer is.
But I heard him have the same chakira on the flip side, by an assay, which you're over by doing something.
Okay, interesting.
The same idea.
Okay.
Is that called like a less assay? Or is it called, no, it's also like assay. It's the same chakira. You know, you can have it on both sides.
It's interesting because
the subject in action versus no action, or
right.
The subject in love or assay.
So you should know that there is this very important discussion in Chiddush Rabbi Akiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch Simen Kufnan Zayin, in the first Rabbi Akiva Eger there in Simen Kufnan Zayin. If the requirement to give up all of your money not to be over a lo saseh is only with a lo saseh that you're over b'kum vaseh, or even a lo saseh that you're over b'shei v'al taisa. So that would be a question here. Lo saman al dam reyecha, correct? They don't bring Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha as the question there. They just bring up in general this question. But L'chara Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha would be another classic case, correct? You see a guy drowning there. If I don't intervene and I don't hire the emergency services, I'd be over the law b'shev al tasa. How much of my money do I have to spend? So do you have to spend all of your money not to be over? L'chara, it's totally on that question.
Does he have to pay you back?
That's what we just read in the Rush. The Rush says he has to pay you back.
But it could be that this is different, because even if you generally hold that you have to spend all your money, if you hold a Saman Dam Reyecha is just a supplemental din to Bahashiva Salo, it might be subject to the rules of Bahashiva Salo in this particular case. It might be generally even a...
Well, it's not really true, because then you wouldn't have to spend anything. Because for Hashem's Haveda, you don't have to spend a dime.
Right, you don't spend anything, right. So it could be that even though it's a law, we treat it as Vashivosolo, it's subject to all Vashivosolo.
So how much do you have to spend?
Nothing.
But that's not true.
That's a Shulchan Aruch. Maybe that's what he said. Maybe that's a Shulchan Aruch Shita. That is Shmita. Because he doesn't hold you have to spend anything. Just like you don't have to spend Vashivosolo Haveda. But the Rush holds...
Well, you're telling me that someone's going against the Gemara that says Mitrach Vagya?
How is a Shemitah that you have to pay back?
I'm sorry.
Everyone agrees, Mitrach Vagir, it's a Ferish Gemara.
Right,
the question is, do you have to pay him back? So my question is, Mitrach Vagir, how much does he have to spend? By the way, we also had another example of this. You know what the other example was? The last mitzvah we did, Lo Solom Pula Sechar Socher. So we had a very interesting case, that if the payal comes to you and says, pay me and you have no money, the question is, do you have to liquidate your assets and take a loss? So if you're going to tell me for every lav, you have to go ahead and spend all your money not to be over the lav, L'chayri, you should have to liquidate and take a loss. But there, once again, over there, it's a lav that you'd be over b'sheva altasa. So maybe for the lav that you're over with a sheva altasa, I wouldn't have to do it. So this same question of whether you have to spend all your money for a lav that you're over b'sheva altasa, is applicable here, Lo Saman Al Dam Reyecha, but also has to do with the last mitzvah we learned of Solo Solon Pula Sechar Sachir. Whether you have to spend an additional amount of money not to be over that lav, or you don't, Because it is a law that you over b'shev al tase.
There's not a bill, you just put your money in a trust.
So, what? Yeah.
No one will be subject to this din.
So now we have a very, very interesting question. Let's look at the next ice. You ain't owed b'kesef mishnah shem halacha yedalit. Shemevi b'shem hagos my money us. The mechuyev lahachnis atzmo b'sofek sakona lahatzel chavero. Vayen shom shekosov mishum daha acher vaday v'hu sofek. V'hamachaber b'choshem mishpot hishmita. Vayen shom b'sma sma in simen tov chavav in choshem mishpot sivkot beiz. Kevon shehapayskim harif v'aram barash lo hiviyu zeh al ken hishmitu hamachaber gam ken. Very interesting question. Do I have to put myself in a suffix sakana to save somebody who's in a vadai sakana? That's the question. So the Kesef Mishnah brings a hagos my money us.
What's the difference between a suffix sakana and a sakana?
It's an interesting question.
What is sakana and a suffix?
I don't know if they say, they use the word sofek sakana and vadai sakana, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
The guy drowning or something, there's rough seas and rough waves, and you go there to sakana. If you're going there, the ocean is calm, but there's a weather forecast that soon it might be, you don't know what's going on.
Well, you might not be able to say.
Here you're having the same situation, yeah. One guy in the suffix, one in the bottom.
No, the suffix corner by this guy is that he is a decent swimmer, a little bit, but he's not it's always a suffix if he goes swimming in the ocean that he might drown. It's not fun that he's going to drown.
And suffix be cooked.
He's not a lifeguard, he's a regular guy. A regular guy goes down from the ocean to say something.
It's always a suffix be cooked, nefesh. And then they talk about suffix be cooked, nefesh. Even the most biggest suffix of be cooked, nefesh, he's allowed to be a machal Shabbos. It turns out when you look at the locus, it's not always true. Could be, you know. But you're not allowed to be on Chal Shabbos if it's very.
So this is a very, very interesting topic, this topic. But the Gospel Monio says you're allowed to put yourself in a suffix sakana to save someone who's bevadai sakana. There's a lot of makaris for this. It's a major discussion. So first the Minchas Chinuch says this is not brought down la halacha. Meaning the Gospel Monio says this, and the Kesef Mishnah brings him down. But if you look, the Shulchan Aruch does not, the Rambam does not discuss this din, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss it, and everyone leaves it out. Because there's really no clear marker for this. The marker, they say, of that Gospel Manios is a Yerushalmi in Trumas, which says that Reish Lakish heard that there was another Amira who was captured by robbers, and he says, I'm going to go ahead and perform a breakout. So they learned from that Reish Lakish was willing to put himself in a situation where he put himself in danger of being a Navy SEAL in order to go ahead and save somebody who was in prison and was going to be executed. So this has an interesting ramification. Are you allowed to go ahead and...
First question is, are you mechuyev? If you're not mechuyev, are you allowed?
Well, that's correct.
He says you're mechuyev.
He says you're mechuyev. Very interesting.
So he brings Rav Zevin, brings down the Makaris over here, the person, how they hold. He says it's interesting, and the smart points this out, that the Kesef Mishnah writes that you have to. The Beis Yosef, in the Beis Yosef writes that you have to put yourself in Sakana, but in the Shulchan Aruch he doesn't write it. So it's like a human name they in the Chalmud. Radvaz says you don't have to.
It's interesting. Radvaz. The Radvaz has this shaila.
But isn't pikuach nefesh always an exemption from every yisur? So why isn't this called pikuach nefesh?
So this is exactly what the Minchas Chinuch says. So Radvaz had this shaila. This is a famous Chuvas Radvaz that's brought down by the Pesachei Tshuva. There was a Jew who was going to be executed by the ruler, But the ruler said to a Jew, I know you Jews love each other. Would you be willing to let me cut off your arm to save the Jew who I'm going to execute? So they asked the Radvaz, am I mechuyev to have my arm cut off in order to go ahead and save this Jew? Because I will lose an arm, but he's going to lose his life. So the Radvaz says, you have no chiyuv to do that, and it's only midin midas chasidus that you can, that you have to have your arm cut off. Because for a lav of lo saman al damrei echa, there's no chiyuv for you to go ahead and give any and require any physical harm to
somebody
your goof.
Somebody needs a kidney. It happens all the time.
I understand.
Go to a fellow Jew and say, listen, I need a kidney. Let me have you one of your kidneys, right? You're not going to give a kidney, are you?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
So that was the Radvaz's question. So first the Radvaz says, you're definitely not mechuyev to have your arm cut off, but only in midas chasidus. But then he says you have to look into how dangerous it is. Because if cutting off your arm will be a sakana to your nefesh, then he says you're not even midas chasidus, then you'd be a chosid shoy to the Radvaz says. Because you're not allowed to put yourself in sakana to save somebody else. That's the Radvaz. That's the famous shaila of the Radvaz. So let's see what the Minchas Chinuch seems to say like Tzvi. Uledidi guf din hagos my money of tzorchiyun. Kevin to hurak lav. Correct? In other words, my chiv to save somebody else is based on someone adam reyecha. Ve'eina oisa maisa klal. I am not killing him and I am not hurting him. Correct? I'm not doing a maisa of like yahar v'alyavu ratzicha, etc. Ve'eina oisa maisa klal b'havaras halav. Lami yischayev l'achnis atzma b'sofik sakana. Correct? You have v'chay b'hem, like you said.
That's exactly it.
V'alo v'chay b'hem k'siv. U'pikuch nefesh doicha hakol. Afilu sofik b'kuch nefesh. V'im yishum b'kuch nefesh di'idach. The only time I say his b'kuch nefesh is doicha mine is that's only case of Yehard V'alyavr, correct? Zed dafka b'oisa maisa. It's only when I am asked to kill him do I say his b'kuch nefesh is doicha mine. Like now he's bringing all the sugars of Yehard V'alyavr, correct?
This is my chosis, right?
Correct. This is all the sugars of Yehard V'alyavr. Taisus Yuma Pei Beis Umad Aleph. Right. Divir Maschamai. The Rosh and Ksuvas Gimel Amid Beis. And the Ranim Psachim Chafeim Amid Beis. And Taisus is there also. The Yimser Atzma V'lo Yehard L'Chavera. Mishum my chosis. Only there where I'm asked to kill do I have to give up my life. But where I'm not asked to kill and I'm not doing the killing, I'm not asked to give up my life to save somebody else. V'lim rotzin lahapilo al chaveroi. That's Taisfus's chiddush, correct?
Right.
That's the Rivam. That if I am being picked up to be thrown on a baby, ain't tzarech litzmor limsor atzmai. The adarab adilma de dama dide somak tve. Im kenu adim besovik sakana gamken. Ein tzorech limsor atzmo hechi de lo avid mice. So that's what he says. Ayein b'yoredeus min kufnun zayin sifal berama v'tzorech iyan. V'tzorech iyan. Ach be'emes din zeh mevi agos me manios. V'shema Yerushalmi. This is the Yerushalmi that I mentioned. That Reish Lakish wanted to go and lead a prison break for one of the other Amoraim, I think it was Ravami. He was willing to put his life in danger, Reish Lakish, to save Ravami. Tzrichin anu l'kabel be'ema. We have to take this seriously, it's Yerushalmi. Nevertheless, mikol makom l'maisa tzarech iyun din zeh. V'nirali da'al ken hishmitu ha'rishonim. D'lo sfira lahu chen. Okay, so what's the sfar then? I go to Memonias, correct? He says a good tiner, right?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I think it has to do with the degree of the suffix, to tell you the truth. If there's really, real small suffix, so you mean everything is, there's nothing just certain.
What's the cutoff point?
It's like most people will do certain things, even though there's a minor thing that might get into a hurt, whatever. But if it's a significant risk, you're not allowed to do it. You know, I'm free to do it.
So. Does it depend who the person is? Yushami's case was talking about another
Avera. Oh, it depends who it is. If it's a boy, you have to save him. Coin comes first.
It's very interesting you mention that, because the Meshech Chochma weighs in on this. In the Pasuk, where he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go back now to Mitzrayim, ki mesu kol ha'anashim ha'mavakshim es nafshecha. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the Meshech Chochma says, why did Hashem say to Moshe, now go back to Mitzrayim to save the Jews?
That's interesting.
So he says, I'll tell you why. Because if the people were still alive and in power that could kill you, you, Moshe Rabbeinu, have no obligation to go back to Mitzrayim to even save the whole Jewish people if you would put yourself besafek sakana. So therefore, he brings a riot from the Meshech Chochma that you do not have to put yourself besafek sakana, even to save the whole Jewish people. Wow. That's the raya of the Meshech Chochma against Agos Memonios. Kimeisu kol anashim mevakshim es nafshecha. Interesting raya, huh?
Except that it might not have been a suffix sakana there. It could have been a vadai sakana. Mevakshim es nafshecha.
And Esther had to put her life into almost vadai sakana to save the Jewish nation, and he said, if not, you're finished. But yeah. Wow. So we can write from Esther that you are mechuyev.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So there's a big shmooze on this, and then there's the question of Rami said the one question is mechuyev, and the Gosman is mechuyev. The question is, let's say you're not mechuyev, are you allowed to?
There's a Tosfos that holds you allowed to in all cases.
That's in the Rambam.
Yeah.
That's by Yahar Vayavar in general.
Yeah. But others hold that you're not allowed to.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you think that's the same shmooze?
Why not?
Because there might be an inner of Kiddush Hashem. Mm-hmm. And there's the ability to Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And maybe if you're Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, you have that ability to give up your life. That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
Here, it's not an union of Kiddush Shem, Kiddush Shem Shemayim, correct?
Right. That's his sorrow.
So this is a very, very interesting question.
Well, there are cases of Yargal Yavar where Mishas HaShemad Uyim Mechuyiv, even when there's no Kiddush Shem Shemayim. Saint Tessa doesn't hold it over there, is that the case? But Sina, there's a Shasa Shemad, there's no 10 people, nothing, no Kiddushim Shemayim. Tessa wouldn't say a Shita over there, according to you?
There,
he would, but it still may be a Sarkiyam in Mekadashim Shemayim, even Bitsina.
Yeah, Sina.
Still may be.
Did he Mekadashim Shemayim to the person who's trying to kill you?
So here too. The person you say
he's not trying Shemayim to kill you.
You think so?
Why not?
Who are you doing?
Why not?
I can hold a Kiddush Shem Shemayim in front of 10 people alone. And, you know, 10 Jews. See. Or if you're not holding it, then it's
individual
Jew. Why not this individual Jew too? Or the story will get out later.
It's tough good when they're trying to stop you.
Correct.
Okay, let's see. We're now in the Roidef.
Wonderful.
if I don't, if you're not mechuyev, what gives you the right to go ahead and do it then? You have a chiyuv pikuach nefesh v'chai b'hem. What gives you the right?
So that's machlokas rishonim. Whether v'chai b'hem is a matir, it's you're allowed to be v'chai b'hem, or you have to.
No, but I would
it's
argue
definitely a chiyuv v'chai b'hem.
Because you're saving another Jew. If you're saving a guy, you can't do it. The point is that you're saving another Jew, so it's true you're giving up your life, but you're saving another Jew. And he potentially saving two Jews. So that's why you're allowed to do it. It's not for any other mitzvah you're allowed to.
So you're asking that. By the way, you're saying somebody's going to get saved.
But the whole idea is to save a life.
You
can't
believe in what you're not saving another Jew.
Saving a dog. Like some people jump in and they save a dog. You
so you can have either one person alive. You have to look at the probabilities. You can have either one person for sure stay alive, two right. people saved, or two people dead. So now the chesed
of
chayim. Okay.
Theoretically, you're doing it because you feel you could save them.
What says this case where it says it's not allowed?
I've seen cases where people go into
what is that talking about?
Right.
In a regular case of Yavav El Yar.
In Florida, when they have the undertows,
right.
It's such a common thing. Because the person starts raising, save him, and people have this impulse to go save. Right. Palev's wife. That was exactly
Tessa holds a sheet in a regular case.
His wife was in there. She's waving because she's a good swimmer, but she was waving because she was in an undertow. She couldn't. So somebody ran in to save her. And he didn't. And Duff both died. And then a third person went in there and he barely survived. Yeah.
Doesn't Tezis hold a sheet that a regular case of Yavav El Yar? If you're allowed to let yourself get killed?
Yeah.
So that is Tezis sheet. The Chayluhem is just it's an allowance. It's not a chiyuv.
It's also
a chiyuv. I'll say it's my Tezis sheet.
And you would say the same thing on Shabbos? That I don't have to call Hatzal, I'd rather keep Shabbos? That's what he'd say? I don't think so. Think Tezis would say that?
So what does Tezis say? Give me the case, what Tezis says.
By chazer, that if there's a guy that's forcing you to eat chazer, you could say, I'm
this is limited when you're being forced by a guy.
Correct.
But the din is if you're allowed to eat it. But other ones, Shabbos is not a good case.
Why you know, not? If you're going to take it as far as just saying that the chai b'hem is only a hetter.
Shabbos is different because Shabbos you have the din mutav sheichal Shabbos achas sheich. That's a different category. It's all a different gather. We have Shabbos a different gather in the halacha. We have that concept.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, the Gemara learns it from the chai b'hem.
I guess you're right. I'm sure you're right. You're saying that Tess is only saying when a guy is forcing you to do something, a stam lab, then you got to give up your life.
The result
of the first, second svara of Mutav Shabbos is Arbe is that if the person is in an Uber. An Uber, yeah. So there's no v'chaibam by an Uber, but there is mutav.
That would support your story. That Tess is only saying it because there is an element of Kiddush Hashem.
Yeah.
Where that a guy is forcing you to do something. And even, I guess, with Sino, the fact that it's a guy. You know, so that's that individual guy. Not Kiddush Sheb Shemayim, the classic Hagdorah of it, but we have a guy involved over here. Yes, sir.
The other classical case of Tosfos is Ahi Matronusa. There was a matron who propositioned one of the Amoraim. And the Amora gave up his life. He really didn't have to, because she was not doing it for him to be Iver. She was only doing it Lahanos Atzma. And really Lahanos Atzma could be a reason to be Iver. But he went ahead and sacrificed his life anyway. So Tosfos says that's a Midas Chasidus. So Tosfos has that idea that in certain cases you can sacrifice your life.
That was the issue there. She was an Eishes Ish?
Yeah.
So if she does it for her pleasure, it's not an Isser?
It's not an Isser for Yagval Yavah, correct. Same thing. The Gemara says the same thing by Esther also. And I asked him if I had sis. The Gemara gives two reasons. Mm-hmm. One is karka ilam and the other is lahanas atzmo. So according to many Rishonim like the Balamor, hanas atzmo is also a heter for a woman too, for gila arayas. That it's not considered to be enough of a chila for hanas atzmo.
And for a man? He was a man. And the Matronisa was a woman.
No, that is the case. I'm sorry.
No, that's the case. That's the case in Kedushin here. Yeah.
So because it was only Lanos Atzma, it's not Gilui Arayos on him.
It would not have been a reason for him to give up his life.
Because this Hanos.
That's what the Milchama says.
How does that accord with Ein Kishu Ela Midas?
That's Karka Olam. Don't confuse Karka Olam with Hanos Atzma.
No, but how can you say that it's not Hanos Atzma? How can you say it's only Hanos Atzma, not him? That the whole concept is that
she is only asking him to be over for her hana. She's not asking him to be over for the sake of him being over an isser.
Oh, I see. So even though he'll have hana, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
It all depends on her
intent. It's yar polyamor, isn't it?
But the Gemara seems to have a nuance that if it's hana, it's atzma. Meaning, if Kazakhashver did it for his hana, not for us to be over. That's why she was able to live with Achashverosh.
But we were trying to make a distinction between a man and a woman, so we're saying it's not a riot.
The distinction between a man and a woman is Karka Ilam.
From Esther, maybe it's not a riot because she's Karka Ilam. You combine it with Achashverosh.
That's the other part, right. But if you hold it, you don't need Karka Ilam, you need just the fact that it's Achashverosh. In that case, it's not Atzma.
Okay, let's continue. We have two more paragraphs. I don't want to get into the whole Sugi Yarn Goyavar. Let's go.
You have to get into the Sugi of Chayecha Kaibim now. Machalik is Ben Petun Rabbi Akiva.
That's correct. Yeah, there's a famous Nitziv, by the way, who says that there's Machalik is Ben Petun Rabbi Akiva. Famous Machalik is Ben Petun Rabbi Akiva. That if two people are walking in a desert and there's only one Kisa and Shomayim, correct? That Ben Petun says they should share it. Va'al Yira Echad B'Misas Chaveira. That's Ben Petun. Rabbi Akiva says no. One guy retains the Kisan Shomayim because V'chai Achicha Imach Chayecha Kobim L'Chaveray. The Netziv in Hemek She'ela says, I want to let you know, this case of Ben Batur and Rabbi Akiva is goof for the case of Lagos Maimonides. Because it's inconceivable to say the case is, I know for sure that if the guy goes ahead and what? If the guy goes ahead and shares his Kisun Shomayim, he's going to die. Because there's nobody, even Ben Petura, that could possibly say, I have to give up my life.
He's worried about Chayeshah, Ben Petura.
So the Netziv says, this is the Netziv, he says it's inconceivable to think that I would have to kill myself to save somebody else. So therefore, it must be that the case of Ben Petura is that maybe I'll make it, maybe I won't make it. And I'm not sure if I'm going to make it. Therefore, Ben Petur says, you know what? Put yourself in a suffix, Bikuach Nefesh, and put yourself in a precarious situation of maybe you'll make it or you won't make it in order to save your friend. And the Netziv says this case of Ben Petur and Rabbi Akiva is exactly the case that I Gosh Maimonides.
I think there's a story to say that exactly the opposite in the Siv, and that's why Ben Petura adds a language, Baal Erev Mes Chaver. According to the Siv, what do you need that Baal Erev Mes Chaver? It's nothing to do that I'm going to see my friend die. It's just a Golish Maimonides case. I don't, it's a Suffolk Sathona. Baal Erev Mes Chaver is Mashma, he's
from the
Mashiach from the Netziv story.
I always said the Pshat is, it's Chayeshah. In other words, yes, it's true that I come first. But in the meantime, I could keep him alive and I keep myself alive. But when it comes to the last final drink, then of course I get it first. Then the point is that I'm keeping alive, maybe both of us will get saved, which is what you're saying, really.
I'm just telling you what the Netziv says. And he says that this question, like Osman Mars, Netziv feels, is goof in the machlokas ben patur and Rabbi Akiva. That's the way he learns it. And there's also a famous Gemara Nedarim. Payment base that they all bring. The Gemara Nedarim payment base says like this, there are two towns. There's one at the bottom of the mountain and there's a stream. There's one on the top of the mountain. So the one on the top of the mountain, they use the stream to wash their clothes. And the one on the bottom of the mountain uses the stream to drink. So the problem is the one on the top of the mountain, if they all used the water to wash their clothes, the one at the bottom of the mountain would not have enough drinking water. The Gemara says that the one on top of the mountain, even though they're stopping the town at the bottom of the mountain from getting drinking water, they have a right to wash their clothes because of Tzara de Gufa. Because if they don't wash their clothes, they're going to be in discomfort. So they can stop the drinking water of the town on the bottom of the mountain because of their discomfort. Amazing. What?
That's amazing.
Right. So a lot of the Mefarshim say it doesn't mean just Tzara de Gufa. It means eventually if they will not wash their clothes, they will get disease. Mm-hmm. So they are allowed to say their suffix sakana of getting a disease from not washing their clothes is a reason that they do not have to let the water go down, even for a vadai sakana of the town on the bottom. So there are a lot of people who bring the Gemara Nedarim payment bays as a raya against Agos Maimonides.
A little bit of right to the Radvaz also, because here he is. Radvaz says, you know, I don't have to lose a limb. So here we're talking about body discomfort. You know, impossible. We're talking about that for sure.
So let's see, let's continue. We're not in the right, Dave.
You
got
to skip the paragraph.
Oh, sorry. And the Gemara, there's a Sifra here in Kedoshim that says, Lo Sor Adam Reach is not only talking about saving somebody drowning, but if you have Eidus to give on somebody's behalf and you don't give the Eidus, you're Kovish your Eidus. Let's take a look in the Chinuch. Minayin Shim Nodala Eidus She'enu Rishoy Lishtok Aleha Shinema Lo Sor Adam Reach. Okay, right? Meaning, if I know Eidus that can win somebody's case in court and I don't go ahead and give the Eidus, I'm over there. Let's look at the Chinuch.
You're talking about Ritzicha? You're talking about.
No. Money case. Mamonis.
Mamonis, it's called Lo Sor Adam Reach. So, isn't that a big Chiddush that it's called Lo Sor Adam Reach?
It is.
Sometimes Dam is Dam.
That you made that up. The Chenu B'Sifra.
Yeah, because people survive with Dama. They don't have food, they can't eat, they die.
Okay, the Chenu B'Sifra. HaRambam Einu Mevikan. The Rambam doesn't bring this halacha of Kavash Eidus. Hichos Ratzeach Dim Einu Meir Sh'over B'Lav Zeh. V'gam Lo B'Hichos Eidus. V'nirali the Dafka Shnei Eidim Over B'Lav Zeh. Aval Eid Echad. Let's say you're an Eid Echad who could only be Mechayev Shvua. And you don't come. After Efshar Delo Yishba. And if you don't come and the guy gets away without taking a shvuah, Mikomakum Eino Oivakum Avuba Bavakama, then Vavaman Aleph. Because the Gemara there says in the Vavaman Aleph a list of cases at the beginning of Hakoines that you're Potter Midine Adam Barchai Midine Shemayim. And one of the cases it gives is the Kovesh Eduso. Eino Chayiv Rak Midine Shemayim. And the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Kovesh Aduso is Chayiv Zedin Doraisa. It's not only Chayiv Midin HaShemayim. U'makshah HaShash Shom Doraisa. Why? Because it's a famous from Pasuk at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Of course, Korban Shvuah, correct? Korban Shvuah is Ha'edis. The Imlo Yagid. U'metaretz Demari Be'ed Echad. That if you're an Eid Echad and you hold back your Shvuah Eid Echad, you're not chayev midinei adam at all, only midinei shemayim. So what do you see from there, from that Gemara? They're no chayev midoraisa. Near the af mishum halav hazeh ina either. Vezeh poshut.
In Korban Shvuah, the Korban Eidus is when you swore that you don't have Eidus, right?
Right.
But here's not, in the dish of this, L'Stam Nabriyach, was you didn't swear, you just, you have to know Eidus and you don't come. That Korban is a different case. Where the guy says, "I know you know something. Come to Bezdin," and then you swear, "I don't know anything." Then you
but the Gemara learns there's still an Isser in Imlo Yagid. There's still an Isser of Imlo Yagid. There is an Isser if you know Eidus and you don't give it. There's still an Isser Imlo Yagid. So that's what the Gemara says there. It's not only a chiv midinei shemaim, it's a chiv midinei adam. Meaning there's a chiv doraisa. It's not only midinei shemaim. That's what the Gemara there says. Uminayin l'roidev. So as we mentioned, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph wants to learn the din roidev. So it first says, let's learn the din roidev from lo samar adam reyecha. So the Gemara says, I don't learn it from lo samar adam reyecha, but what do I learn it from? At the end of the day, it learns it from a hekesh, correct? The Gemara is makish rotzeach tanara hamurasa. Right, ach keva di alfina mehekesha. Im ken ovrim gan ken belav hazeh. But even though once it learns it from the hekesh, kikasher yakum isha re'eo utzacho ken adavar hazeh. Just like when somebody sneaks up and kills somebody, the victim is, you know, is vulnerable. So too, if a nara hamurasa is raped, she's vulnerable. Ulanara losasa dover. So the Gemara says that hekesh teaches us both ways. Roitzeach from nara hamurasa and nara hamurasa from roitzeach. Nara hamurasa from roitzeach, just like yarg v'yavur by roitzeach, so too yarg v'yavur by nara hamurasa. Just like by nara hamurasa, There's a din of matzilin otso benafshai. There's roidev. So too by retzech. There's roidev. And how do I know there's roidev by nara hamurasa? Because the pasuk says ve'ein moshia la. Ham moshia la. But if there is somebody around there to save her, they should save her. So the Gemara says I learned from a hekesh. So ach kevin the alfina mehekesha. Even though I learn it from a hekesh, im kein ovrim gam kein balav hazeh. Nevertheless, even though I learn it from a hekesh, I still have, in addition to that, by roidev, the law of lo samar adam reyecha. Like the Rambam says, if I see a roidev and I don't intervene, the Rambam says I'm over also lo samar adam reyecha. Ve'efshar de gam kein ba'asei da vedas gufo. Interesting. If I don't go ahead and intervene by a roidev, maybe I'm also over the asay of a hashivoso lav. Even though I learned it from the hekesh, maybe all of the lo sasev lo soma dem rechon, even the asay of a hashivoso lav apply to not intervening to a roidev. Because the chara, a roidev should be no worse than any case lo soma adam recha, correct? The Indian road if Mirz Hashem Narech Bim Koimai. Uben Noech Bavada Eno Muzor Alav Ze. The Eno Chayev Lahatzel Chavera. The Mirz Hashem Bedin Rodef Narech. Okay. The Nira the Be'ed Echad O Krovim O Psulin. Im Kiblu Aleim Abale Din. The Enam Rotzen Lahagid Ovrim Balav Ze. The Losamai. Now there is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin Chof Gimel that says, Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha. That two litigants have the ability to go ahead and accept Krivim as Eidim. Now let's say the Balei Dinim accept Krivim or Psulim. Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, Neman alai Shlosha Roe Bakar. Two litigants can even accept Psule Eidus, like Roe Bakar. So let's say they accept Psulim. And the psulim say, it's nice you accepted me, but I know nothing. Correct? Yeah. Are they over lo samar adam re'echa? Because in essence, they're psulim, correct? V'nira de be'ed echad o'krovim o'psulim im kiblo aleim abale din ve'enim roitzen lahagid over
b'lav zeh. Really, it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with they have the ability to say.
So let's see. Let's see what he says. Let's see what he says.
Okay, I'm just saying. It's logic is... It's not.
In other words, who cares that they're intrinsically possible? Yeah. At the end of the day, they can intervene, correct?
They're intrinsically, but only possible because they're karov.
Well, no, also psulim too. Shlosha roi bakar too, right? V'nira de be'ed echad o'krovim. Oh, psulim, even shlosha roi bakar. Who are possible because they're stam genav.
A roi bakar could change his profession also. I mean,
no, but he's possible. He's a roi bakar, he's a gizaganov. Until he goes through the whole tshuva process. So psulim. Im kiblo aleihem abalei dinim ve'enam rotzen lahagid ovrim balav zeh. He says they're over, which is what Tzvi says. Well, psulim im kiblu habalei din veim rotzen lahagid ovin belav zeh the lo samot. After belav the im lo yagid v'nasa avono ein ovin.
Right.
But the lo yagid, which is a lav in the Torah,
that goes on the yedus.
Right. Ayin run b'shfuas. Let's say midape arif divar amasul masnisen v'huva b'ktzais achoshen. Mikomakom belav zeh ovin. The whole echid yoch la'atzachavero. For lo hitzel oiver, mamash what you said, Tzvi, correct? Ube'emes kfar hisakti, and even the law of lo yagid, I disagree, the Minchas Chinuch says. They would even be oiver the iser, the rice of lo yagid. Gamal akses achoshin, denirali, the gam beloved the lo yagid gam ken oiver. Vaharan lo kosov, because the Ran does not say, he clearly is not over lo yagid. The Ran just says there's no chiv carbon for those people. Lo kosov rak de eno chayiv korban shvur, aval halav de lo yagid eno tolim be korban. I ain't taisus be vakama, perik hakonis nun vavamanel if they were maskul pshita. Dilav hachi im ken yesh harbe dvarim, den chayav ma edim korban shvur. Kegon karkois ushtaras des amiut. Kamo she kosov be rambam perik tes mishvur halacha gimel. Im ken lo yavru bim lo yagid. Like Tzvi said, Bavade Ovrim Bechol Inyan.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.